Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, December 16th, 2013. Today we are discussing the bilateral security agreement, or the status of forces agreement, if you will, between the United States and Afghanistan. The United States NATO-led mission in Afghanistan is scheduled to end in December 2014 unless a new status of forces agreement can be signed to extend the American stay in Afghanistan for at least another 10 years. Why would the U.S. want to extend its stay in Afghanistan for 10 more years? Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, said that he was concerned that Afghanistan could become, quote, an ungoverned space producing havens for terrorism. General Dempsey went on to say that preventing this from happening is a top priority of the U.S. Department of Defense. General Dempsey is in Afghanistan right now as we speak, doing his assessment of the situation. Some other reasons, along with what General Dempsey said, would be for the U.S. to serve as a protector for the Afghan government, to give it a chance to survive and hold the country intact, and also to save face and avoid the appearance that the entire 12-year effort in Afghanistan has been a waste similar to that in Iraq. It appeared for a while as if we had a new agreement signed, but Afghan President Hamid Karzai attaching a few new conditions before he would sign. Mr. Karzai was probably paying close attention to the American negotiations with Iraq conducted between 2008 and 2011, when the U.S., making concession after concession, finally left Iraq completely in 2011. Now, he says that he will not agree to an ongoing American occupation with U.S. forces immune from prosecution under Afghan law. This was also a precondition of the U.S. remaining in Iraq. He demands that the U.S. stop its raids on Afghan homes. He wants the U.S. to conduct peace negotiations with the Taliban, and he wants Afghan prisoners freed from Guantanamo Bay. 17 Afghans are still held there, and 4 of those have been cleared for relief, although no charges have been brought against any of them. Finally, he wants to delay signing the agreement until after the April 2014 elections, ostensibly so the U.S. would not be able to interfere in the election process. Meanwhile, the Department of Defense website quotes the Defense Department as favoring a new agreement as soon as possible. Quoting from the Department of Defense's own website, concluding the BSA, or the Bilateral Security Agreement, promptly would be an important signal to the people of Afghanistan, to the Taliban, to our allies and partners, and to the world that we intend to continue our partnership in support of Afghanistan. Michael J. Dumont, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Central Asia, told the House Foreign Affairs Committee in prepared testimony. The agreement had been under negotiation for months and received tentative approval in November by a council of Afghan elders known as a Loya Jirga, who urged President Karzai to sign it by the end of the year. The accord would clear the way for a continued U.S. and allied troop presence in Afghanistan after the current NATO mission ends in December 2014. On and on it goes, but you get the idea. That's from the Department of Defense. According to the Department of Defense, the U.S. leaving Afghanistan would make it difficult for the Afghan army to survive and would risk the loss of billions of dollars in foreign aid to Afghanistan. The U.S. must have an agreement by year's end or begin preparations for withdrawing, the Department of Defense said. 34,000 troops are scheduled for withdrawal in early 2014, with 8,300 troops scheduled to deploy back to Afghanistan as part of forced rotation. What should we do? I don't think we need to be in Afghanistan, folks. That's the way I see it. Come home. At least begin the process of dealing with the world on a different basis, then invade and occupy. That's the way I see it. Monday, December 16, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darryl Castle. Thanks for listening.